Chairs No Waiting, episode number 324, Mayberry Trivia. Fun, but challenging. This is the March 2015 edition of that. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out all the great things there. They got four brand new t-shirts. You need to go check those out. And they have Words of Wisdom t-shirts. And you need wisdom because we're doing trivia tonight. So head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by the donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 324, is Kenneth Junkin, my friend Otis. Folks, it is great to have you here in Mayberry with me. We're going to have some fun tonight doing trivia. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting and the webmaster over at imayberry.com. Been involved with the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club for some years. I don't remember. Long time. 80s. 1980s. Not 80 years. 80s. So it's been a pleasure for me, and that's one of the reasons I do this podcast, so we can have some fun and visit in Mayberry with each other and just do stuff that folks that like the Andy Griffith Show do. So tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, we're going to enjoy some trivia. Now, this trivia was done originally back in 2013 on the Mayberry Cruise 2013, and there were 22 questions. Now, we already did the first 11 questions back on episode number 311 of Two Chairs No Waiting. So if you enjoy trivia and you didn't get to do that, stop now, or you can do these first and head over and check out episode number 311 of this very podcast. All right. So if you're ready, we got 11 trivia questions tonight. And again, these are fun, but challenging. So let me get a little music going for our background. From the VW Boys, I want to thank them for letting me use their music. But this is the VW Boys playing our background music. Thank you, guys. All right, so we're going to head over now to the trivia contest. So Mayberry Trivia 2013 from the Mayberry Cruise. So here we go. All right, so here we are. Everybody ready? Question one. Question one. Everybody ready? Put your pencils down. Or pick them up, I should say. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Question one. All right. Number one. Andy originally sold the town cannon for what? What did he sell it for? Andy originally sold the town cannon for what? Oh. Do you know? Our chat room people. That's chat room. Do y'all know? All right. So let's pause. If you don't know, go ahead and pause it and you can think about it a little more. But for the rest of us, let's find out the answer. Andy originally sold the town cannon for $175. All right. Okay. So did you get it? I see a couple in our chat room got it. Three or so of them. Good job. All right, on to question two. Now, don't get rattled. We just started. We got 10 more questions. So if you missed that one, take a deep breath and get ready. Okay, get ready for the question two. So here we are. Question two. Earl Pike bought his boy a car. How old was his boy? I love this one. Earl Pike bought his boy a car. How old was his boy? That's right. This is a good one. This is a good one. Do you know it? Now think about it. Earl Pike bought his boy a car. How old was his boy? Now, Earl Pike, if you'll remember, Andy and Barney were sitting in the courthouse, and Barney was reading the newspaper. Oh, look at that. Earl Pike bought his boy a car. Oh, that's nice. How old is his boy? All right, pause if you don't want to know the answer, because here comes the answer. The answer is 57. He is 57, isn't he? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Great trivia question. Good job to my friend Kenneth Junkin, who came up with that question. Good job. All right, so now we're going to head over to question number three. Did anybody get that? Let's see, 57? I don't know if anybody got it in the chat room. It looks like they may have been late getting the answer in. Question three. Who said his pot of gold was in Mayberry? That's a good one. I don't think I know this one. Yeah, you know, I should know this. I just wrote these. Who said his pot of gold was in Mayberry? All right, pause if you don't know. I'm not sure who it was. Was it Andy? I don't know. Howard? That's a good guess. Somebody said Howard. All right, pause if you don't want to know. Question three, who said his pot of gold was in Mayberry? Howard. Good job to those who said Howard. Great job. Keep up with your score. How you doing? We got three questions so far. Have you got one, two, three? How many did you get? None? Let's see. I got one. I've gotten one. I won't tell you which one, but I got one. All right, question four. What kind of fish was Old Sam? What kind of fish was Old Sam? Now, this one, I know this one. I know this one. Yay, I know one for sure. What kind of fish was Old Sam? I saw the first one that got it right in the chat room. Good job there, Upchurch. Upchurch. Mr. Upchurch is in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. Folks, y'all ought to join us in the chat room on Monday nights. It's a lot of fun. What kind of fish was Old Sam? Pause if you don't want to know. Old Sam was a silver carp. That's right. Silver carp. Silver carp was the answer. How you doing? I love these trivia questions. These are just fun. These are not like the Mayberry Days trivia. At least you have a chance of knowing these. Old Sam. Yeah. You see that mark in his jaw? That's where I hooked him last year. Yeah. Proves I hooked him. Yeah, that's right. All right, next up, question five. Aunt B took Clara and who else to Mexico with her? Aunt B took Clara and who else to Mexico with her? That's a pretty good one. Good question. Who was it? I don't even remember. I remember there's another lady. Remember what she looked like? It's a color episode. I know y'all don't like color, some of you. But, you know, you got to watch the color episodes because the trivia is from all of Mandy Griffith's show. All right. Who did Aunt Bee take to Mexico with her other than Clara? The answer is Myrtle. Good old Myrtle. Good job. I saw a few people in the chat room got it right. Good try. Good job, guys. All right, question number six. We're halfway. Question number six. At the county fair shooting gallery, how many shots did you get for 25 cents? At the county fair shooting gallery, how many shots would you get for 25 cents? This is a good one. I see people in the chat room giving their answer. Have you got yours? All right, pause if you don't want to know. And the answer is, at the county fair shooting gallery, you could get 5 shots for 25 cents. Congratulations. A lot of people in the chat room got it. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people had gotten it right. Good job. Congratulations. And Collins, he's coming in a little late, but I don't know. Maybe his live stream is a little short. Shallow. All right, number seven. We'll give Colin credit. Good job, Colin. All right. Guys, you've really got to join us in the chat room. It's a lot of fun. There's usually, right now, there are 21 people online chatting about the Andy Griffith Show. How much better can life get? It's great. Chatting about it and doing Mayberry trivia at the same time. Awesome. All right. Let's head back over. We're going to question number seven. The winning number at the church raffle was, this is an easy one. The winning number at the church raffle was, what was the number? What was the number of the winning raffle? The ticket. What was the ticket that everybody in the room had except one person? Everybody in the chat room is jumping on this one pretty quick. Looks like a lot of them are getting it right. It was actually my number when I played basketball in high school. The answer is 44. If you answered 6 7/8, that's wrong. And you may be jinxed. I'm not sure. Maybe. Could have a jinx. He pulled out the hat size. That's right. All right. So the answer was 44. All right. Next up, question number 8. We're getting toward the end. Keep up with how many you got right. I don't know. This is good. All right. Number 8. In Mayberry, who had a green thumb when it came to repairing motors? This is almost a guessable one, isn't it? In Mayberry, who had a green thumb when it came to repairing motors? Wow, the chat room's jumping all over this one. In Mayberry, who was it that had a green thumb when repairing motors? I mean, was it making a chowee-chowee sound or a paka-paka? I'm not sure. The answer is, who had a green thumb? Wally. Wally over at Wally Service Station. Drop by there for some of the best pop in town.
Yeah, they have a great nectarine crush there.
Thank you, Floyd. Thank you for dropping in for that. Thank you. All right. He is a wonderful man. Yeah, he is a wonderful man. All right. Question number 9. Let's see. We got 9, 10, 11. We got 3 left. See how I counted that up? If you saw the video, I was counting on my fingers because, you know, I'm an engineer. Yeah, I'm supposed to be good at math. All right, next question, number 9. I'm enjoying this. I don't know about y'all. Number 9. What was Goober's time record for dismantling a carburetor? What was Goober's record time for dismantling a carburetor? Oh, this is a good one. You know, Alice, I bet she could have done it quicker. Sweet little old lady. I believe she's a Quaker. All right, what was Goober's time record for dismantling a carburetor? Oh, all right. The answer is, pause if you don't want to know yet, Goober's record time for dismantling a carburetor was 38 minutes and 12 seconds. Oh, I don't see anybody in the chat room that got it right. Did you get it right? That was a pretty hard one. I knew when it was from, but I didn't know the time. I have to admit, I don't know the times. So that was close. So it was 38 minutes and 12 seconds. All right. Here's number 10. Two questions remaining. Two questions. Finish strong. Come on. Finish strong. All right. Number 10. What were Barney's physical requirements when his job was classified as a civil service? What were Barney's physical requirements when his job was classified as civil service? I remember this one. He had the hiccups. Couldn't eat. So it had something to do with his weight. I remember that. And how tall he was, because they were stretching him in the closet. Pa! And they were looking in there in the closet. See, he is too hanging himself. All right. So what were Barney's physical requirements when his job was classified as civil service? All right, pause if you don't want to know. Here's what the requirements were, the physical requirements. You had to be 5'8" tall and weigh 145 pounds. Okay, so 5'8" and 145. All right, the chat room people got half of the question, but not the other half. All right, so how you doing? This is the 10th question we just did, so you're 3 of 10 or 6 of 10, 1 of 10, 0 of 10. All right, number 11, our final question. Here it comes. Everybody ready? Breathe deep. Calm yourself if you've been missing them. So here you go. Number 11. How many jars of miracle salve were sent to the tailor's house? How many jars of miracle salve were sent to the tailor's house? Yeah. That's a good one. How many jars of miracle salve were sent to the tailor's house? Pause if you don't want me to tell you, because here comes the answer. The answer is 946. 946. Wow. How did you do? How'd you do, guys? That was 11 Mayberry trivia questions. How'd you do? 946. I didn't know that one. That was more than I thought. That was more. So I don't know how you did. I'm never that good at the trivia. I'm good at looking it up. I can look it up if somebody asks me, if you give me a little time. But all these trivia questions, I have a hard time. I remember everything about it. I remember, you know, them going out and getting. I remember all this stuff, you know, but I never can remember all the trivia questions. So how did you do? I hope you did well. And mainly, I hope you had a good time doing it. That's the main thing. We have folks in our chat room, and you know, they're here just enjoying theirself, and you know, it's just great. So I appreciate that. So folks, in closing this evening, to end our trivia contest, I wanted to leave you with a quote from the Andy Griffith Show. So let's go with this one. This is by Opie, and this is words of wisdom to live by the way. It ain't easy getting a peanut butter and jelly sandwich down dry. Yesterday, I almost choked. There you go. Words of wisdom from Opie Taylor. There you are. All right, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the trivia. I hope you enjoyed the quote. I just hope you enjoyed yourself, because, folks, we love the Andy Griffith Show. It has been such a blessing to me over the years to be a part of this show in any way. And having you guys, having you show up here and be a part of just spending a little bit of time with me and doing some trivia questions or listening to interviews or whatever it is you might be doing as you listen to Two Chairs No Waiting podcast, I thank you for that, because it brings a smile to my face every week getting to spend a little bit of time here in Mayberry and visiting with you. So, folks, I want to thank you, and I want to ask you to give me a call and let me know what you think about these episodes or these podcasts. Give me a call sometime at 888-684-8415. Or you can send me an email at floyd@imabry.com, or drop by over at Two Chairs and find a way to leave a message there. It's all that stuff is there. I would love to hear from you. As much as you hear from me, I love hearing from you. Hearing back what you think about the show. So folks, again, thank you for spending some time here in Mayberry with me. And I want to thank Ken Junkin for providing those trivia contest or trivia questions for us to play with and enjoy here on the podcast. And remember to head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out all the cool stuff there, especially the new t-shirts they have. I got a voicemail from Tom Rusk. I forgot to play, but it's too late. So, folks, head over to the imabry.com event calendar and check out the events. We'll see you next time right here. I'll play this music again on Two Chairs No Waiting Mayberry podcast. So have a great week, and see you next time. Good night, everybody.